I don't want to just give them a free ad, but there's nothing to inspire the kid in you like a trip to the Magic Kingdom. She needs to go to see Mickey Mouse. Oh, remember
that. That's what Tom's needed to babysit.
No, she needs, I mean, that brings the kid out in anybody, even the most jaded, mean,
evil stepmother, wicked witch. Poison apple carton, bad nose, oh, makeup hooking.
It does. Make you feel like a kid again.
You know what's funny? As I said, we should go to, and she was like, I hate those places. That's funny. Yeah, you know, I mean, we used to enjoy the, you know, the real mature kids movies like the Aladdins. Mm-hmm. Now she just, because our kids are grown up, she just won't go.
I can't wait for my daughter to get back so I can go. I wouldn't dare go without her, but I'm looking forward to
that. Why wouldn't you dare go without her? Do you think that would be a horrible thing?
Well, it would be a horrible thing if she found out Daddy went to see Shrek 2 and she didn't. I mean, just from that standpoint, I want to share it with her.
Don't you want to go, though, and make sure it's safe for her?
Oh, I think it's safe.
A lot of adult humor.
I don't know. Yeah, there's ogres and ogres.
Nasty ogre things.
Yeah. Nasty ogre love.
She's mature now at 5 to handle ogre love, I think.
Really?
There's no, like, ogre, you know. There's ogre. No ogre nudity or anything, I don't think.
Although, hey, with ogres, they got so much body. What part of it is nude? Yeah. I don't know.
That's true.
That woman ogre, though, she's mean looking. But she's nice.
Fiona? Yeah.
Is that her name, Fiona?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess my wife just has no kid left in her. Just no...
Well, that's a shame.
No youngster. No wonderment. How do we get the wonderment back? You say take her to the Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, or if you don't think you can motivate her to do that, get yourself, I know, a really good balloon guy, you know? You could have him come out to the house. Do some dogs and stuff for her.
Honey, I got a surprise for you. It better be a diamond or dinner.
Gary, it's a giraffe.
I don't think that would work, Joe.
Gary the Bubble Man, show up on your front lawn out there and start doing his have big him bubble show.
Gary the Bubble Man, yes.
Gary,
she would have the nets out, having him hauled away.
This big bubble van. That put a smile on her face.
I'm determined to take her. I'm just gonna. I know what I'll do. I'll bug her all week. That'll do it.
That'll make you
nagging.
You'll have a blast then.
So I didn't get to see the number one movie of the weekend. No one saw it.
No, because, I'm saving it till next weekend.
Okay. I hear it was really. I mean, I hate this when they say the movie is better than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of was.
Was you saw it?
I saw it on Friday. Yeah. It was full of all kinds of wonderful visual gags. I was very impressed. All kinds of movie references, too. Everything from Alien to Mission Impossible. Let's see. So, kinds of weird stuff.
La, 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 la. Thanks, Eric. Should have read a book.
I heard it. It was a joke a minute, literally. I mean, it's really funny.
All right, we'll get to that. So, instead, this weekend, we rented something. For the hotel. We took a trip. I told you it was just kind of a secret because I was surprised where I was taking her. Spokane.
Oh, you heart, you romantician, you.
I'm going to blindfold you, honey. No, you won't be needing that bathing suit. Don't worry about it. We've done this once before. And this time, though, we had so much fun up in Sandpoint, I wanted to go there when it wasn't snow there.
Yeah.
So we did a kind of a circular tour through Spokane, the Air Force Base, where our cousin is.
Right.
He was supposed to be shipped off to Iraq. Didn't have to go yet.
Good.
And they had a tornado while we were there.
In Spokane?
In Spokane.
Okay. Wow.
And I'm amazed it didn't make the news.
I heard a little something about it. Not a lot, though.
Well, it didn't take anybody's house to Oz or anything. It didn't do that. But it looked just like the one that did. And there were several. And they call them funnel clouds until they hit the ground. That's when it becomes officially classified as a tornado. Somehow, we flew in on Horizon just seconds before all hell broke loose.
Ooh.
What?
That would be enough. My wife would be on a train. Bye. See ya. Have fun. Oh, small plane just on the edge of a hurricane?
They dodge these things very well. It wasn't even that bumpy. It was bumpy, but it wasn't that bumpy.
Oh, man.
And then we land, and then we're on the road, and there's these sheets of water and hail. There were hail like the size of golf balls,
mm-hmm.
2 inches high on people's lawn.
Damn.
And it was really spooky.
That's freaky.
Yeah, freaky weather.